Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the place to hang out with all the cool kids, crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, bitching, moaning, complaining, yelling, screaming, laughing, and occasionally celebrating what's going on in politics, news, religiosity, etc., right-wing assholery. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Shove your religiosity up your ass.
Right.
Totally.
Whoops.
What was that noise?
A video popped open that I had open previously. Mm-hmm. It was Gran Torino, get off my lawn.
Oh, that's for me.
Previously. Yeah. Go to our Twitter stream, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tweet us during the show. We'll be keeping our eyes peeled on that at Crab Diving, one word. CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook account, facebook.com/crabdiving, where a whole bunch of really cool kids hang out. And you can join in the combos there, read the stories we don't get to here on the show, stories we do get to, pictures, memes, etc.
Memes!
Etc. Etc. Hey,
you know, you're talking about that Gran Torino. How the fuck is Clint Eastwood such a douchebag? Because I you know, you got to like him as an actor. He's always interesting.
Done a lot of good stuff over the years, yeah.
Great director.
Sure, good director.
So how did he find his way to the stage talking to a chair? Being the errand boy of the fucking GOP.
Right-wing nutjob lunatic.
Does he really believe all that shit? Is he an ideologue?
Yeah, angry old white guy.
God damn, he is who he is who he is. Well, he's a parody of himself.
Right?
That sucks.
I mean, I can't explain otherwise. I don't understand. He's a real wealthy dude, too, so of course he doesn't want to pay any taxes because, God forbid, his hard-earned money for doing all those movies.
Yeah, he's on a movie set.
His hard-earned money, God forbid, 10 cents of it go to feed a hungry kid or help an unemployed person.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, you think about, I was thinking hard-earned, I was just thinking about the idea of working on a movie set.
I was being sarcastic.
Work. Right. I mean, it is hard work. Like, it's art, you know, it's all collaborative and all that shit. But people are getting paid nothing to go down in a coal mine and shit out coal dust the rest of their life.
Exactly. And I mean, I've worked hard on some movies and done actor whining and moaning about how I'm cold, I'm tired. But then, again, you put it in perspective. I'm not a 19th century 11-year-old.
You could be at
with
Walmart.
With a candle on my head.
You could be at Walmart. Charged to do a lube inventory.
Right. Speaking of lube, tweet us at Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of stuff going on the Twitter also. I was going to start talking about what's trending on the Twitter, but it's probably the same as what the headlines are, so we can check out and see what the headlines be this lovely Monday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Dateline, June 27th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Perfect. Let's do another one for safety.
Yeah, it took a long time there to hit that post. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this lovely Monday.
Come on,
over.
Just take your time with it. Do whatever you want. Try it one more time.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
This fucking spilled coffee all over the fucking place.
There is
not on equipment.
No, just me. Don't worry, it's just me. Nothing important.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post is a photograph of Wendy Davis looking pensive. Might have been taken during her historic filibuster.
Ain't she got no babies to kill?
That's the whole thing. It says Wendy's win and the big story today.
Welcome to the fatal chop shop, motherfuckers.
Is that somehow the Supreme Court managed to pull the mullahs of the GOP in Texas slightly farther out of women's wombs.
Hell yeah!
They ain't out of there yet, but they dealt them a blow.
Oh, yes.
I said blow. And today the Supreme Court basically vindicated her epic filibuster, it says over here at the HuffPo, which is true.
Shit.
That was the law that she filibustered.
Right.
That I think it was HB2 was called, which was make sure that the abortion clinics have full admitting facilities ready,
right,
and a scanning electron microscope, and make sure they're in buildings that are 87 stories tall. Huh?
But that's not even an exaggeration, what you're saying. Didn't they need the hallways to be a certain
even more so than other clinics where they actually do knock people the fuck out and do other stuff and things like that.
Yes.
Also, dentists.
Right.
Dentists put you under and they don't have to have the facilities that these women's healthcare facilities did in Texas. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. Trending on the Twitter was
Twending
like
on
stop
Twitter.
The sham or something like that, which is what it was. It's a sham law.
Yes.
Where they're like, we're trying to make women's healthcare safer. Don't you want to help the women folk?
We're going to make it safer.
Mm. And they're still spinning that bullshit today. Today, the Supreme Court voted to again, because they won't say out loud that they want to make abortion illegal. A few of them will, but most of them know that the only way they could do that is with a constitutional amendment.
Burn in hell, hippie.
And they come up with these fake, I want women to be safer.
Ooh.
When they undergo this procedure, when they kill their baby. I mean, when they
undergo... It's a goddamn fatal holocaust up in this bitch.
A nice little shiv in the taint to that horrible Christo Mula in Texas.
Oh, yes.
Who was dancing on the... might not be the best
dancing
analogy.
What do you mean?
He's in a wheelchair. Greg Abbott was rolling over the...
Did he really? I didn't know
that. You can dance in a wheelchair. He was dancing on the...
I didn't know he was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm, which
What's up with
is
that?
Why one time he voted inexplicably like against
oh my God.
Against benefits for disabled people or something horrible.
Right. I don't need no wheelchair ramp.
I got mine. Fuck y'all is the mantra of the Republican Party. Yeah,
totally.
Wendy Davis, it says, according to the HuffPo,
Ooh.
She was celebrating. She was overjoyed. She says, I have to tell you, I was fighting back tears a moment ago as I was reading the SCOTUS blog. And the first line that came out saying that the Fifth Circuit opinion or decision has been reversed. It was a 5-3 decision. And
Jesus
it probably
Christ.
Is not that difficult to name the three assholes who think that a woman driving 600 miles. One woman testified.
Right.
She had to drive 600 miles, wait 72 hours.
Damn.
And drive back. It was like a almost $1,000 adventure for her.
Well, it's a vacation. I mean, really, right. I mean, she had to do that instead of get a vacation, or she probably couldn't afford to do that in the first place. God,
right.
That's so fucked up. If you're going to do that, then let's put all these clinics at like fun places. Like Disneyland, Disney World, Six Flags. So at least while you're there.
I'm going to be on Space Mountain while mommy's getting my little brother sucked out of me.
Oh, shit.
So the you could name it's not a stretch to try to name the three assholes who would love to stay inside a woman's uterus. It was, well, I guess there were, you know, a bunch of different dissents and a bunch of different affirmations and et cetera. A bunch of them wrote separately, but there was only, and all of them except one of the eight that are still alive,
yes,
would have voted, voted in some way that they would have struck down at least a part of the Texas law. So yeah, every one of them but one. For the major decision, it was a 5-3. But that one who would have left every single word in these horrible laws, making it harder for women.
Can I venture to make a guess that this person had outside fun parts?
Oh, fuck yeah. All three that voted negatively on this historic vote today.
Ooh, sausage party, guys.
All three of them have outside fun parts.
Whip it out.
And the one who voted alone.
Yes.
Apparently whipped him out.
Ooh.
In front of Anita Hill.
Ooh.
Outside fun parts and waved him around at her, whatever the allegations
good,
were.
What good has that asshole done for America? Name fucking, one thing. Don't be biased. Tell me something good about him.
Somebody tweeted, it's hard to believe that the, I thought the ventriloquist dummy falls over when the ventriloquist dies.
Oh yeah!
Like now that Scalia, his leader, is gone.
So how does he exist?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
he's
sucks,
he's making
man.
Sure he's being heinous. He was the one guy that would have allowed Texas to just stomp all over women's
Whoa.
Rights.
How do you think Scalia would have voted?
But it was Roberts. It would have been 5-4.
Yeah.
At least it's a good sign that it would have been 5-4. It wasn't a split decision.
Yeah,
which
right.
Which would have been a win, essentially, because the lower court said this is some bullshit, too. But the it being an actual 5-3 decision means
yes.
that now it's precedent. It's written in stone. And there's like 12 other states now where all the Christians are crying. All the white men that want dominion over the puss.
Yes.
Are squealing in anger because they are now going to have to lose their laws too. I'm sure in Alabama, Roy Moore will lead the charge to say, no, we're not going to follow it.
Roy Moore, isn't he up on charges
yeah,
or something?
Out. He's I mean, out.
Nobody in Alabama is doing shit over there except being investigated, a bunch of slime balls.
So the law that closed dozens of clinics in Texas is now struck down.
So now these clinics can reopen maybe or
right.
I mean, I guess. I mean, they've been closed, so how do
you think
stay
there was a stay
business
on
oh,
them?
I
think they hadn't closed them yet. I could be wrong on that one, but regardless, they'll either be able to open again or they'll try to find something else. They're already the loonies on the other side are already saying, we have to try something else now to save the baby.
God, we have to try something else. Because the Supreme Court told us that the law was unconstitutional.
Ginsburg wrote in a separate assent that, quote, it is beyond rational belief that HB2 could genuinely protect the health of women. She's like, this is bull fucking shit. That's SCOTUS speak for
yeah,
this
right.
is bullshit.
It's fucking ridiculous.
We're on
dude.
To you and your bullshit laws trying to take away what has already been decided is a constitutionally guaranteed right
Jeez.
For a woman to decide what's going on.
Well, this
with
is
her
good
own
news,
vajayjay.
Man. This is good news.
Even Kennedy, who is a little iffy on abortion issues.
He's a swinger, right?
Even he said that this is an undue. It's too much undue burden on women for their constitutionally
dude,
protected right.
It's fucking nuts.
That you can, you know, the 25 years ago they had that ridiculous decision that opened the floodgates for this, saying that, well, you can restrict this right a little.
God, just think.
But as long as there's no undue burden, that's in the words of that stupid decision from before, like 25 years ago. And So now the definition of undue burden is what's never defined.
An undue burden is driving 600 miles and waiting 72 hours.
Not to everybody. Not to Greg Abbott. Not to Dan fucking Patrick. That terrifying Christo Mula, the lieutenant governor there in Texas. You know, he used to be a Rush Limbaugh. He used to be a raging lunatic Christo
Ninny.
Right-wing hate radio guy.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's in government.
Now he's the fucking lieutenant governor of Texas.
Lovely.
And doing everything he can to make sure women don't have the ability to have their
think about it. If you're trying to make a decision whether or not you want to keep this baby that it was an accident or whatever, it's your business. You're going to keep this baby. If you're going to you think you have the resources to raise a child, you want to do this. But it's weird all of a sudden if you have to weigh like a 6 hour drive or a 600 mile drive
in a waiting period.
Well, I mean, it's kind of nuts that decision, which those all are pains in the asses, but they're very short term. But something like that, that's going to be the reason why you decide to raise a child 18 right. years or go through with a pregnancy. That seems fucking loony.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
And obviously.
I don't feel like making the drive.
I mean, really?
Spit the kid out.
But I mean, obviously, if you're faced with this decision, I don't want to say you're in crisis or whatever, but it's, you know, something's fucking going on. And now you got to deal with. Where you just another layer of shit,
right?
Getting it done.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
So that's the headline.
Lily Tomlin's always right.
Over at the
fuck you.
Let's see what's going on. Let's see if they're wailing tears of
Holocaust.
Wailing tears of anti-man.
Somehow this is
a feminist victory, so it's got to be anti-man.
What about my sausage?
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline. Well, no, it's actually they're going global. There's a it's a picture of Angela Merkel.
Nein!
Not a flattering one.
Oh, really?
Angela looking, I don't know.
She looked tense.
Perturbed, vexed.
She needs a massage.
Irritated. the headline says globalist spiral.
Oh, no.
It's a link over to the Daily Mail over in the UK, which also shows a picture exclusive. Ivanka Trump and husband Jared, or it's Ivanka Trump and husband Jared leave 3-month-old Theo at home to enjoy a fun afternoon at a park with their two eldest children.
Hello. What the fuck is that about?
This is the quality of newspaper we were just led to by the Drudge Report. It's the fucking Daily Mail.
Okay.
And it says, EU leaders refuse to start informal talks with Britain.
Okay.
And insist we formally trigger Brexit first, as Angela Merkel warns other countries should be stopped from leaving.
You know what we need? It looks like as a go-between, this is why I think Trump went to Scotland. Because I think he's positioning himself to be the world leader that is going to bring the UK and the EU together despite this Brexit, right?
Yeah, he did a great job of it. They're both pissed at him now.
Oh, yeah, they hate him too. Everybody hates Trump. Everybody hates him.
Well, I don't understand why they think that the EU should just grease its hole and make it easy for these countries to get out.
Grease your hole straight away.
I mean, you know, you wanted to play, you wanted to join. This isn't
right.
This isn't. I've decided not to show up for the tea and book reading this week. This is
lube up your portal.
These are major fucking decisions that these assholes are making, and you can't just decide. All right, we're done. Which. The Britons are. So there should be some consequences for that. If it was making things better for Britain and they leave, why should the EU suck their wankers on the way out?
Wankers?
Why should they fillet them as they leave?
Let me explain to you. For the good of the world peace and shit, whatever keeps the planet from blowing the fuck up, someone should do.
That's what they're trying to do.
They should do the mulligan thing.
Trying to keep the EU together
because
the Trumps of Europe are dancing with little tiny white hard-ons, thrilled that that Britain left. It obviously means that white supremacy is ruling again everywhere.
We can't let these white guys dance. We got to put an end to this bullshit.
Right. Stop the white guy dancing.
Yeah.
Hashtag. tweet us during the show at Crab.
Oh, yeah.
So Britain is, the EU is basically saying to the Brits, look, we're not going to start dealing with you until you actually decide and inform the EU that you're going to invoke this Article 50, which is we're getting the fuck out article.
Right.
It's exactly what it says in the EU charter.
Bye bye.
Article 50, we're getting the fuck out.
God.
And so the EU is saying, well, we're not going to start working. Why should we start working on this until you guys officially announce it? Because this referendum is not binding, by the way.
Okay.
It's not a binding.
To leave the EU is not binding.
Right. Cameron,
a big fucking deal.
Cameron threw a Hail Mary and in order to get reelected, promised that he would give the extreme right wing loonies of his party their referendum to get the hell out of the EU. Fuck you and your Brussels sovereignty.
So let me understand this. David Cameron just wanted to keep his position. So he said, hey, loonies, I'll give you this big bone. I don't give a fuck if it's bad or not. For self-preservation?
Yeah, just like here, Paul Ryan is presenting his starfish to Trump because he wants to make sure the party wins and he keeps his position. He keeps the speakerhood attitude.
I just don't to me, sometimes I don't get that. Self-preservation in politics at all costs. If it's so bad, why don't you let whatever happens, leave office and go get a corporate job and make shit tons of money?
Well, he lost. Yeah. I mean, he'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Cameron will be okay, boo-boo.
Don't they understand, though, the EU? I mean, don't they know there's a lot of dipshits in the UK, and a lot of them didn't understand that if they actually voted for something, it would be counted?
John Oliver's beside himself, and he even said the most Googled things on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the UK were, what is the EU? And what happens if Britain leaves the EU? So after these fucking assholes voted to leave,
what is it?
Now they're like, wait, what did I vote for?
That is like saying,
exactly.
That is like saying, we need to get the fuck out of here.
So these are the idiot Trumpalos who are saying, I know he's a liar.
Yes.
I know he's a fraud.
I don't care.
But he's giving a little tiny fingered fuck you to the establishment in Washington, which maybe that'll shake things up a little bit. Well, but they don't understand that their form of shaking things up again could lead us to wearing red tees on our armbands on our arms. Or actually, we'll be in fucking camps.
You went to full Hitler. You went full Hitler.
Fuck yes, I'm going full Hitler. Did you see some of the comments?
I agree.
Some of the comments on that story of that roided out lunatic subhuman that was screaming at those people.
Cook my burrito, bitch.
Yeah, the cook my burrito bitch guy.
What is
where they're like, get ready. There's going to be more of this. I saw comments on some other pages where they're like, I can't wait to hear you squeal when we have our boots on your throats.
Ooh, yes. God, that's some kinky shit.
These are the white supremacists who think it's going to be Trump Party 101. It's going to be titties and white chicks.
Well, it's not going to be titties and it's not going to be white chicks. He ain't going to win. Nate Silver said, right?
They'll fuck brown chicks, I'm sure.
But Nate Silver said he ain't winning Trump. There's no way.
His number's going down
right now.
I'm hoping that I know there's no hope for the dummies. I'm not thinking that the dummies are going to come around and see, oh my God, look what the dummies in Britain did. And look how they've fucked up. I have no hope for the people that are voting Trump.
You have no hope in the guy that said, cook my burrito, bitch. You don't think he's going to come around and say, I love Elizabeth Warren.
I'm not convinced.
I like Hillary.
That if you pushed him face down into a bowl of soup, I'm not convinced he would be able to figure out the way to sit up and save himself.
He would
drown. Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're going to let him drown in minestrone.
No, I would help him.
You evil hippie liberal.
But I'm just saying, he's too fucking stupid to get himself out.
That guy is dumb.
And I think that it's just, we have a lot of angry white racists.
Agreed.
Here, and a lot of angry white people who are too dumb to look into the political situation. So they see Trump throwing a wrench and a bomb into everything, and a little clear drip forms on the ends of their cocks from thrillage.
We're going to need a wipe up due to thrillage. really is. You know what? You're right. It's
but
like,
I do think that this Brexit will defibrillate the sane assholes of our country to maybe go out and make it bigger than a 30 fucking something percent turnout. The Brits had almost 70 something percent turnout on their vote.
But they voted
if
wrongly.
We had 70% turnout here, there would never be another Republican in office right now.
That's true.
It just wouldn't happen, except certain areas.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Gohmert would probably still be reelected.
Georgia, Alabama, yeah. Arkansas, Oklahoma.
But the vast
well, maybe not,
quantity
though.
Of other places, it just wouldn't fucking happen.
Well, and also, if you got rid of that gerrymandering shit, mm-hmm. you know, if people were represented proportionately in their
right.
districts or whatever, that would fucking...
On both sides. Both sides do it, but right now it's far more abused by the GOP states.
Do you think this Trump vote, people that are Trumpalos, they don't, it's very disturbing. They don't really care what he says. They just see him as a fuck you to the establishment
right.
that brought you gay marriage.
Right.
And fucking look at Obamacare.
Even the Bernie bros, the dumb Bernie bros who are like, fuck it, I'm voting Trump. If they don't give it to Bernie, I'm voting Trump, which to me, you're dumber than a regular Trump fan. If you can somehow justify and embrace Bernie's ideas and somehow think that voting Trump is an equal or a second choice, then you're really too dumb to vote.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, then you haven't. What I think, if that's the case, there's something about Bernie that you like, and there's something about Trump that you like that's superficial, maybe.
Fuck you to the establishment. That's all you care about. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you to the establishment.
But Bernie's different than Donald Trump. Hey, how is Bernie, how is he going to pay for that wall?
You're right.
That he's building between...
He's going to make Mexico. I'm going to make Canada pay for their wall, too.
God, that's crazy. The Brexit is like Cameron's wall. You know what I mean? Like Trump is tossing the wall, which the wall. Between
they don't need a wall. They've got they're right. an island.
But the wall's never going to happen. That's the difference.
Maybe between them and Scotland. Oh, maybe the Scots are going to be like, fuck you. We don't want you no more.
Yeah. Did you see that the Scots have formally Amazing. Endorsed Donald Trump? As an official cunt.
Yeah, it's a great meme on Facebook.
Meme.
It's not a meme. It's a picture,
of
a protester so at fun. The in Scotland at the golf course.
The
ridiculous sideshow that Trump had over the weekend.
Sideshow.
And it's a woman. It's a cop standing in front of a woman who's
Hell
got a
yeah,
sign.
Man.
A woman, and all the sign says is Trump is a cunt.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, shout out to at the nonsense Bob. Thanks for the retweet.
Love Scotland.
Right.
I want to go to Scotland.
What do you do there?
I need a translator, though.
What do you do there?
I think you drink and you have fun with the Scots. You would do great at Fringe.
Comedy?
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand a word I had to fucking say.
Oh, they would understand everything you fucking say. Fuck. You say fuck and you talk about everything that people care about. You're not like, oh, what about my tray table on the airline?
That makes
God, me... who hates Tinder?
Oh, God. Hey, this is very, this is a comedy. This is for stand-up comics. Anybody happens to be listening. My God, if you ever do one of my shows, don't you fucking do a joke about fucking online dating. I swear to fucking God. If I have to hear one more fucking joke about online fucking dating, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Unless it's something like dress like
Who
a
cares?
Sheep and fuckme.com. Then
sure,
suddenly you're interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, now you're interesting.
Yeah, there was a fight at my show on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Before?
It was totally, it was like
it was a pre-show.
Pre-show fight. I don't know what even
fuck
happened.
Fuck you.
We were talking about dumb white guys, and this is one dumb white guy that started this fight, and this is how dumb the guy was. He thought someone looked at him wrong. And he,
come on.
Huge guy from Boston, tackled one of the regulars there, tackled him, knocked him down onto the ground, took out all these bar stools. And then somehow he was shuffled out of the place. This is before. This is
At Rated R Comedy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Los Angeles.
It's interesting.
You can go to the Lotus Lounge on a Saturday night. Get there early for the pre-show.
Yeah, you know, and my first comic to go up with this.
I have to ask you offline
who it was.
Do I know who the regular was? No.
Yeah, you know the regular, really nice guy. He just, the guy thought he looked, both parties were drunk as shit. But the one guy,
I've never understood
that. The
big
white guy was an asshole.
It's like the dog park where a dog just glances at another one wrong. I've never understood that.
He
looked at me wrong.
And the guy that Tagala did was a giant, big, fat fuck, bald head. He got shoved out of the bar. He went away, right? An hour and a half later, in the middle of the show, the guy comes back.
No.
Comes back. He changed clothes with his idiot friends. He comes back, and he sees the dude still there. He's like, I kicked that guy's ass later.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, how do I get him out of here? And he finally left again. But
is he voting Trump?
Oh, God, yes. Of course.
Of course.
All those angry people are. They're just angry. They're like babies.
Well, we're angry, too, but our first thought isn't violence.
No,
it's lower down. But our first thought is not, I'm going to beat the fuck out of these people. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Like that the Trumpalo. Now, he says he was spat on, which is heinous and a crime.
So what?
At which point you call the popo and say, look, that person assaulted me and spat on me. You don't scream. And why go right to cook my burrito, bitch?
Because you're stupid.
Right.
And also, too, don't you think if you're a big, like, muscle dude like that, I mean, shouldn't you, if you know you're that strong and shit, I mean, shouldn't in the back of your mind be like, maybe I don't need to resort to violence because I could really hurt somebody?
No.
I mean, it should be that anyway, regardless, right?
Oh, boy, I just saw a headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yes. It should be like that for
Yeah, me. Yeah, I mean.
Might as well get to this. The city of Colorado Springs are upset over the Drudge.
Oh, no.
City of Colorado Springs said Monday it is reviewing the advertising policies of Mountain Metro Transit. After a local pastor was told his advertisements advertisements on bus benches in Colorado Springs would be barred if they used the name Jesus. Interesting.
Yes.
Metro recognizes that it acted hastily, it says, in dealing with the pastor and the advertisements. And the city attorney is working to ensure that the advertisements comply with the law. This is a public-owned... This is city-owned property. Should they be allowing advertising that specifically promotes a certain religion over another? Or religiosity at all, in my opinion, shouldn't be there. But
can you just think about God and Jesus in your own brain?
It's really big. It says...
Enjoy it there.
Something cherishchristiancenter.com. Jesus, in big, huge, giant letters, is Lord.
Oh, really?
Is
okay.
What the ads
God,
say.
Thanks for the reminder. How does that work? Wait a second. Can we time out? Jesus is Lord. I thought Jesus was the Son of God and the God is Lord. Is that not true? Is Jesus equal to God? Are they the same fucking thing? Is one better than the other?
No, they're all part of the same dealio, right?
No. Don't talk to me with that Catholicism bullshit.
Wait, you guys think differently?
Yeah, we don't. Well, I don't. I mean, hey, I don't. You're talking about.
Your chestnuts are going to roast in the fires.
Yeah, but wait, you're talking about the trio, right? Or the Holy Trinity.
But isn't it the same?
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Well, right. Don't you
what
guys
the fuck
have
is
a
Holy Ghost
Spirit too?
What's the Holy Ghost?
Well, who the hell do you speak in tongues through? Who speaks through you in tongues?
Jesus, God.
No, it's the Holy Ghost takes over.
No.
Yama boo boo baba baby biggie liggy laga taka do boo 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 boo.
Jesus is the Son of God. And so
but
Jesus,
he's also God.
No, he's the Son of God. How can he be God? He's the Son of God. He can't be two things, or can you?
That's why Catholics have all the pretty things.
Right. Wow. Wow, you child molesters really have it going on over there. Congratulations. Really? Jeez.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
That's right, Lily. There's really no point in the podcast that a Lily Tomlin clip is inappropriate.
No, it's not.
To be honest with you.
Unfortunately.
Please clap.
Or the please clap.
Jeb.
What is so it, yeah, Jeff? I guess the Christians are throwing a fit now that the city of Colorado is saying, well, maybe we
Who
shouldn't
cares?
Put big time Jesus-y things on the bus bed.
I'll put it everywhere. Who gives a fuck? Put it everywhere. Plastered all over the place. Jesus, 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 God. That means shit. Who cares?
I might rather see that than a payday loan place or some other heinous.
Well, not really. Because, dude.
Or a lottery.
Think about all the imagery, though.
What do you mean?
For the Jesus shit. You want to see an emaciated dude nailed to a couple of boards every time you're walking around?
He did a lot of sit-ups.
Oh, yeah. How did he do that?
He had great abs. Mm. That's all he focused on.
Really is depressing, though. I mean, our religion is depressing. It's all about you're a horrible, horrible person, and the only reason you're not burning in a fiery cauldron of shit is because God, had a kid and said, okay, I'll sacrifice this kid for your saying fuck.
Well, and he gave us free will in the first fucking place, and he's allegedly omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipowerful. Yes. So, upon creating humanity, he already knew what the outcome would be. He put that fucking tree there.
Yes.
He didn't need no snake to go tell Eve.
I don't need no snake!
He knows what's going to happen.
Right.
So, how is there free will if there is an omnipotent being that knows exactly what's going to happen?
Amusement.
And is directing. Is also directing. He's not just observing.
We'll see.
He's directly intervening in your day-to-day lives. He's giving you that touchdown at the peewee football game in Lubbock.
What about this kid
on the weekend?
What about this kid with AIDS?
So you're sure that your son's not a faggot?
Oh, yes.
My 7-year-old quarterback on his peewee football. He's just like dad. He ain't gonna be sucking no cock.
Don't be just like dad, okay?
Oh, man.
But
I'm sorry, I'm drinking beer that was handed to me before the show, which
from
never turned down beer.
The production team.
Yeah, was there a vote?
I have a Tecate.
You need to chill out and have a beer.
Yeah.
Also at the SCOTUS, it's a busy day.
SCOTUS.
The SCOTUS dropped another decision from the anus of justice.
Squirt.
And the... it's like they've got a statue of justice with the scales and everything.
Right.
And they lift up her skirt in the back and
out comes
one of those tubes like you get at the bank when you go to draw a deposit.
I'm talking about that.
And that's how the decision
I don't remember that on Schoolhouse
comes
Rock.
Right out of the anus.
Mm.
They also on Monday threw out and overturned the conviction of former Virginia Governor Robert transvaginal ultrasound McDonald.
Okay, that's a victory for the little guy. It's not.
His corruption conviction 8-0. So even the libs all joined in saying this was kind of bullshitty.
Really? Because Rachel Maddow laid out the whole case and how the people are money paid for the chicken breast and it's not his fucking wedding.
It was untoward, but not necessarily illegal.
What about the watch?
Based on the laws that they have now.
What about the watch he wore around his wrist?
There was no proof of actual political favors is what they said.
But you could see the watch
just
in the picture.
Setting up meetings is what he did. Like McDonald said, look, I'll let you meet with this guy. Let you meet with that guy. But there was allegedly no actual intervention on the part of the governor. Although, if the governor calls you up and says, I want you to meet this businessman friend of mine. He's a good guy. Does not the implicit power of the office maybe give you extra incentive to meet with and give a favorable outcome to the person?
Sure, let me put my knee pads on.
Right.
Sucky, sucky, Jackie.
But nonetheless, all 8 SCOTUSes, SCOTUSites,
praise Jesus,
decided to overturn the conviction for accepting $177,000 in gifts and sweetheart loans for him and his wife.
Did this guy pray? Is his name Bob McDonald?
Yes.
Did Bob McDonald pray to God?
Oh, I'm sure.
Overturned?
He's a Liberty University regent. One of the two.
Does this seem like... So is this another thing that Jesus sacrificed his only son for? So Bob McDonald would not get convicted of this?
Right. Fuck the little brown kid down in
Darfur.
There's a white guy.
Who's right now got worms crawling out of his ear holes.
How
and
much?
Hasn't eaten anything but 11 grains of rice for 7 days.
Oh, yes.
Fuck him.
But hey, what about this?
He hasn't accepted Jesus into his heart. Like Bob McDonald.
So Christ-like. What up with that wrist? Do you remember that wrist? The wrist watch. The wrist watch that he got.
Yeah, Rolex. An expensive Rolex. He gave it back.
Okay.
But it was inscribed. So now somebody's got to scratch off to the...
Oh, I want it.
To the sexiest governor in... Yeah. Virginia.
God damn it. You know, if I was a rich guy, I might buy that watch and then auction it off for charity. How funny would that be?
How cool would it be to have that hanging in the crab diving offices? There's Bob McDonald's fucking bribe watch.
Yeah.
So the court ruled that the prosecution's broad interpretation of the bribery law made it unclear as to whether what he was convicted of was actually illegal or not. So they sent it back to lower courts.
Illegal.
But basically, they kind of chopped the nuts off of the case.
Wow.
Because they've overturning these laws, they have I think it's doubtful they'll go back and try to reconvict him, but who knows? We shall see.
If I'm Bob McDonald, this is what the fuck I do. I get out of the public eye, I move to Guatemala, I rent a fucking cheap ass place to live. I don't ruffle any feathers because I don't want any more bullshit.
Right.
But he probably won't do that, will he? He's probably going to be all sanctimonious, going to run for office. Because what else does this guy do to make money? What's his talent?
Well, he probably did enough favors that he, when he was governor, that he's probably on 5 or 6 boards.
Oh, God.
Right?
Sure.
Now that he's in the private sector.
You know, white guys should write like a how to survive in the modern era kind of, you know, like manual. That's a great idea. Here's the key to surviving if you're a white guy. Get elected to a high office like governor or senator, and then situate yourself where you're on like 5 or 6 boards of companies where you don't have to do any work, but you get a big fat check. That's step number one.
Right. A man named Ronald McDonald was shot outside of a Sonic restaurant.
Oh, really?
In North Carolina.
That'll learn you, boy. What?
He's 36. There was McDonald's 36 years ago who in North Carolina named their son Ronald with the last name McDonald. How dare you assholes?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know, man.
It's no wonder he got mad and got in a fight with a guy at Lumberton, North Carolina and got shot.
See, that's the reason that a guy named Ronald McDonald is a reason why we shouldn't have guns everywhere.
Well, the other guy.
Well, it doesn't matter.
He's the one who did the shot.
I know. But, you know, you got somebody with a fucked up name like that.
They're bound to be angry. Like a boy named Sue. Listen to that fucking song by Johnny Cash. Although he makes it sound like it ends up being a good thing because it made him tough. Made him fight his whole life and beat the shit out of guys that called him a fairy for being named Sue.
Yeah, great song, bad message.
And then he beats the shit out of his dad.
Ooh.
And... everybody's happy.
Right. Praise Jesus.
America. Hashtag America. Another Scotal decision today.
Scrotal. Fuck you.
Is this
a good one or a bad one?
I think a good one.
Oh, good.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid to review a legal fight over the cancellation of a patent on a less risky form of prenatal testing. This is that bullshit where some big evil pharmaceutical term, Sequenom, Sequenom, Sequenom.
Yummy. What's it do?
They tried to get a patent on a non-invasive test of a pregnant woman's blood to detect fetal DNA in order to screen for genetic abnormalities. So it's an easier way of looking for things like Down syndrome without having to do an amniocentesis, which carries a risk nonetheless.
That's
of
awesome.
Miscarrying. You got to stick a needle into the amniotic fluid and suck that shit out. But these, what's the problem is that these asshole evil pharmaceutical companies are trying to patent these things so that no one else can build anything or make anything remotely similar and maybe cheaper that will save people's lives. We don't care. How dare you cut into our profits?
Yeah, I'm bleeding out. I'm dying. Can I please have a fucking pill? How are we monetizing that business? See, that why can't the pharmaceutical industry be like a state-run thing?
And they use that bullshit of, well, but if you don't enforce our patents, you're going to, how are we going to have money for research? So they're threatening us. They're saying, look, we're not going to save you fuckers' lives anymore with our life-saving drugs unless you pay us.
Well, how is this? Well, they're fucking lying anyway. They're spending all their money on those goddamn television ads.
This is where I'm getting all socialist / communist-y. This is one of the industries that should not be in the private sector. Medical research and drugs should not be for profit at all.
We all want to live, right? I mean, we all want to live. So, like, if you die, all that money you made, it don't mean shit because you're dead. That, to me, is the concept that is lost on a lot of people in this fucking country.
Right.
You can't bury your money, stupid.
I mean, but they end up leaving it to their even far more worthless crotch spawn.
Oh, my God.
Who have been coddled and filleted and little man in the boat licked all their lives. And given opportunity upon opportunity to fail upwards like Donald J. He's given $1 million loan. And then the force of the Trump name behind him, his dad was a big time real estate dude.
Yeah.
So when little Donnie got his $1 million and went out with his hat in his hand, he was like, excuse me, sir, I'd like to make this deal to build this building. It wasn't.
Right.
Oh, I like you, son. You're plucky. It was. Holy shit. Fred Trump's kid wants a deal. I'm going to make a deal with him because then maybe Fred Trump will make a deal with me.
Do you think Fred Trump paid his contractors and his workers and shit?
No, and he was a slumlord, just like Donnie, who's been fined for racial disparity in the past for his housing.
Why do we want to elect him?
Because he's a racist slumlord. That's why they want to.
What are you going to turn this fucking country into? I mean, really, what are we going to turn it into?
So I think the SCOTUS voted well in this one, where they've said we're not going to
guys.
We're going to throw out this patent because it's better for society if you don't get to patent something naturally occurring, is what they're saying. Like, all they have to do is figure out how to put it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, who cares, though?
Just evil.
I kind of look at it like, who cares if it's naturally occurring? We need medicine so we don't fucking die.
Well, right.
Let's not turn it into a fucking business.
Right. And it shouldn't matter whether you're a grandmother in Watts or whether you're a Rockefeller grandmother as to what access you have to health care. And if you think it should, then you best not identify as a Christian.
Yes.
But that's the way half of this country fucking feels. They identify as faux Christians.
What?
And they think that only the privileged should have access to the best, well, health care.
And, you know, do you think they're being a little disingenuous when they say they need that extra money for research?
Of course.
They're pumping all that shit into marketing and ads.
And into the CEO bonuses.
Oh, yes.
And into Hillary gave a speech today with... that's the other news we were going to get to. But Hillary gave a speech today where Elizabeth Warren opened for her. And it's a very obvious audition for a ticket, I think.
To see what.
And they were amazing together. Elizabeth came on and she made fun of Trump's tiny little hands and called him a grubby little
money grubber.
A little money grubber, evil little money grubber. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Look what happened after the Brexit. The first thing he says about the Brexit isn't, oh, the world economy. It isn't all this stuff. The first thing Donald said on the golf course wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
He looks so fucking
the first
stupid.
Thing that idiot says is, well, I think it's going to be, I'll be able to make a lot of money off it. I think it's going to be a good thing. I will be able to make a lot of money off of it.
I just don't get how he identifies with poor people. I just don't understand that. He's an asshole. I have lots of friends that are sort of remind me of Donald Trump, but they're dickheads, and I don't like to hang out with them. I don't even know why I call them friends.
I was gonna say, are they friends?
Yeah, they are.
Acquaintances?
Acquaintances. Fuck them. I wouldn't want them in charge of anything. They fucking suck. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump, you talk about his money. I know some trust fund babies, too, and they all suck. They suck. There is something to be said. Like, right? they never have a moment in their life where they're like, how am I going to make rent?
Oops.
How am I going to make rent? How am I going to pay bills? It makes you think differently.
Right, right. Here is a little clip. They had this focus group, two Trump supporters, two Clinton supporters, and two undecideds were being interviewed by Chris Jansing over on MSNBC. And listen to this little minutes of discussion here. It's quite telling. And the best comment, we even put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, is from the one Trump idiot who, I'm going to shock you.
Shocker.
It's a white male.
Oh, shit.
Who is says the dumb fuck thing. And it's a white male Trump supporter.
A lot of other countries have walls. Why can't we have one?
It's in this campaign. What about the idea of building a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it?
A lot of other countries have walls. Why can't we have one?
They say other countries have walls. Why can't we? That's not the dumb thing, but that's a dumb thing.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, other countries have walls? What countries have walls?
Well, and do other countries have?
He means China.
2,000 miles, and it took. You know how they built, by the way, you know how they built the Great Slave labor.
Oh, I was going to say, it's made of styrofoam.
Slave labor. And it took centuries to build the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Go back to when that was made.
Good God.
You think they, did they have union, labor unions back
yes,
then?
Yes, everybody was well represented. Sure.
Yes.
It's not hard.
Oh, you cunt.
I mean, imagine how many people died making that stupid fucking wall. On the Great Wall of China.
Right.
I mean, you know.
You can
okay, hold on. I gotta skip now because this stupid thing crashed.
Though I mean, yes, we were accepting fabric of our
from him. Part okay. of our values and our origin as a country who accepts people of all walks of life. Trump doesn't provide the facts on how he plans to make Mexico pay for this wall. So
Clinton
I'd like
supported.
To see that from him.
I agree. My husband is Mexican descent, and his
well, I mean, all he has to say is my husband, and we know who he's voting for.
Right.
Grandparents are from Mexico, and to say to build a wall tears at the very fabric of our United States of being inclusive with everyone.
I just think times have changed, though. I mean, yes, we were accepting, you know, show us you're weak, you're tired, you're poor.
This is the Trumpalo. Yes, we were accepting, show us you're weak, you're tired, you're poor.
States of being inclusive with everyone.
I just think times have changed, though. I mean, yes, we were accepting, you know, show us you're weak, you're tired, you're poor. I think the Statue of Liberty needs to have a no vacancy. I mean, I just said, hey, put up a wall against Canada.
I think the Statue of Liberty has to have a no vacancy.
Ah, slow clap. Slow clap.
So, thanks, French people, for the gift.
But
we're going to do a little edit.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a little edit on that. Give me you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry.
Yeah.
We're going to say no vacancy, especially the brown ones.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck off. Good God, you got to be kidding me. This guy's the dumbest idiot. If you're in this discussion group and you're like the guy, the one guy who's talking about, you know, America's inclusive and that goes against who we are. How the fuck is he not choking that other guy? He's so dumb.
I
can barely talk to people like this.
And the
times have changed.
The Hispanic Hillary voter is sitting next to him, and the look on her face is just like is well worth it because she's just side looking him like, you've got to be kidding.
Is this guy one of these?
Change the fucking Statue of Liberty to say no vacancy.
Hey, let me ask you something. You think Dickhead is into this Jesus shit?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Well, part of the Bible was like, Jesus, like, go help your fellow man unless things get bad. And then fuck them. But things aren't bad. I don't understand this paranoia. I mean, yes, we have ISIS and lots of bad shit happening around the world. But ISIS is not coming into Mexico, into our country via Mexico, right? Am I wrong? Am I a little
What about that prayer rug?
I'm a naive little sissy ninny.
Breitbart told me that soccer jersey was actually a prayer rug.
Sleeper cells. They are impregnating our white women with ISIS babies.
And that's the thing you can't tell them. You can't say, look, it's I still in comments see occasionally they're prayer rugs. They found prayer rugs in Texas. They didn't. You can't tell them.
And what if they did?
It was a lie. It wasn't. It was a fucking soccer jersey. Right. It wasn't a prayer rug.
But what if it was a prayer rug?
Who cares?
So fucking what? Yeah. The guy's coming over our country, I guess illegally, sneaking over. And maybe he believes in Muhammad and he's fucking praying. So what? You pray to a cross or what the fuck ever?
Right. That just proves that there may have been a Muslim. It doesn't prove that it's a Muslim terrorist.
Get this sky god bullshit out of your ass. Or shove it up your ass. Whichever. It doesn't matter. So stupid. God. I hate these Trumpalos. This guy is just such an asshole. We all the country got walls.
Right. Yeah, they have walls. Why can't we have walls?
No, but there's not. What do you mean? What does he mean by that? And by the way, that last clip.
Literally, why can't we have a wall? And then there was an ad that came out last week from Australia. Did you see it?
Hello.
I think I put it on the Facebook. It is, I don't even know what it's an ad for, but it's making fun of Trump and it shows him dedicating the wall that he finished. Meanwhile, in the background, you see dirt flying up from under the wall and parades of mariachis and Mexican people come pouring under the stupid wall.
That's hilarious. Yeah. What if you tunnel under it?
Right. So it's just ridiculous.
You know, also I remember reading something that there hasn't been an environmental impact study on what a wall would mean.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be any little hippie liberal, okay, guys? But, you know, I'm not a biologist or a whatever. What would a wall in the middle of a bordering two countries where you couldn't get through, what would that do to the environment? Would it fuck it up?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would.
Well, right.
What if when the wall goes up, you're a little inchworm?
You're separating meerkat family.
Wait, oh, no, yeah.
Meerkats are not. You're separating prairie dog families.
What if one prairie armadillo dog families. Is separated from his prairie That's right. companions? I guess
depends on if they're Christian prairie dogs or not. I've got a clip.
Fuck you.
I've got a clip here.
Christian prairie dogs.
right. From
just thinking about like what a prairie dog Jesus would look like, little arms, be hard to crucify.
So Donald Trump has had a rough couple of weeks. His numbers are going down, if that's possible. We were talking offline earlier about the Bernie
crab
bros
diving offline,
who 20% at previously in a some poll. It said that 20% of the Bernie people said they were voting Trump, which. I don't know if those is that people who
dumb.
Are just about to get 5150'd. Is that I can't wrap my brain around that at all. If you loved Bernie and the principles that he was espousing, and then you say fuck you, he's not going to be the nominee. I'm voting Trump.
You know, I got a couple of.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to destroy the country? Then
but
fuck
no,
it. I'm going to destroy everything.
No. What you want, you don't know. You're stupid. So, like, what you want is kind of fucked up because it's not necessarily in your own best interests. So, yeah, you're right. They are mental patients.
I can't tell you, you're so fucking dumb. I don't understand that at all, but apparently.
I can't figure it the fuck out.
Apparently, 20% of the people that were polled were so blinded by grief that Bernie lost. That they were speaking in tongues and babbling, and maybe they were all drunk and high, and they said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna vote Trump." Well, now, like 2 weeks later, it's down to 8%.
Okay. Well, what's going on then? What do you attribute that
still,
to?
I mean, a big fuck you to that 8%. Those
well,
dummies.
Whatever.
But
they're so fucking stupid.
And even if I'll disagree with voting a third party candidate, maybe if it were closer. Now it's looking like it's maybe going to be less close. So a lot of people on the Twitter are giving the finger to the Bernie Bros right now, which I don't think is the wisest thing to do. But a lot of mainstream Democrats and Hillary supporters are saying,
yeah.
Fuck you, Bernie bros.
Right.
We don't need you now
right.
because the whole country is seeing that Trump's a piece of shit. I don't think that's the wisest move. I think we should also, I'm a Bernie bro. I'm not a Bernie
you're not
extremist,
a bro, but you're not a bro. You know what I mean?
I was a Bernie supporter.
I hate
the policies.
I hate bros.
And apparently the DNC adopted $15 as their
$15 an
platform.
Hour?
Platform.
See, there you go.
I was reading.
I was concerned about that. You see?
So there that's a win.
They lost, Bernie did that.
They lost on Israel, but they won on... apparently, the Cornell West and the others won on the $15 an hour thing.
We've lost Israel. What do you mean?
Cornell West is less than a fan of the way the Israelis are handling the occupation of Gaza, etc.
Well, who would be a fan of that? It's horrible.
Republicans who Israel can do no wrong.
But even if you're, even if you're on the pro-Israel settlement side of it,
inexplicable.
But okay, even if you're for that, right. Why would you be for their methods? I mean, how could you support that?
But they have missiles coming at them every 5 minutes.
What, do they really?
Well, they've got a lot of terroristy things, but
Jesus
there's a
Christ.
But it's a massive difference. It's some little kid with a lights a rocket with a match that flies over. Heinous, yes, and awful, but then Israel responds by taking 80 tanks and leveling a whole neighborhood.
Isn't religion just grand?
So
what a wonderful... Right. I mean, that's what this is about,
that's
right?
The thing binding the dummies.
Who cares?
On both sides.
Okay, I'll solve this problem right now. Hello, guys. There's no God. None of this shit that you're fighting exists. It matters. Go fuck yourself.
They're still fighting over Jerusalem.
There's no Holy Land.
Only because
right.
of that book.
What book?
The Bible. They're still fighting.
I thought you were going to say Art of the Deal.
You were right. How to Find the Clitoris.
Donald Trump.
They're still fighting over Jerusalem because of that book.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because of anything else. Because the Muslims say, we have a claim to that. And the Catholics say, the Christians say, we have a claim
to
that. And the Jews say, we have a claim to that because this is where Jesus was born.
Shut up!
This is where our mythical hero was born.
Fuck you, it doesn't exist. I don't know what to tell you.
I want Sparta, right. goddammit.
Oh, you
Isn't
know
that
what?
Where where was Odysseus born?
Spartan.
Was it Sparta?
Spartanburg. I don't know.
It'd be like fighting over Sparta.
Hey, by the way, Donald Trump doesn't give a shit about where the clit is.
Oh, fuck no. Kidding me.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
He's got a billion reasons not to care. Pat Robertson.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pat Robertson, ladies and gentlemen.
That came out of nowhere, that Pat Robertson voice. He's still alive. Somebody put a mirror under his mouth.
On the 700 Club, accusing, this is, is anything Pat Robertson related nonprofit because of religion? And if it is, then that shit needs to be yanked out of him, like a midterm abortion.
Yes, totally.
He needs to not have any sort of fucking tax relief by sticking his ancient white Christo nose into politics. And this kind of shit that he says now, I'm about to play the clip, is sticking his nose in politics. And also one of the causes of a lot of this crazy violence we have here. Here is stochastic terrorism, ladies and germs. By definition, Christo fuck, Pat Robertson, evil Skeksis, billionaire, former diamond mine owner, who owned the diamond mine in the name of the Lord, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Fucking Pat Robertson.
A diamond mine. It's the worst.
You know, we keep hearing it, and if you say anything about it, you're just as he said, you're labeled an Islamophobe or a racist. But the truth is, we have a president. We have a president whose stepfather was a Muslim.
Here we go. We have a president whose stepfather was a Muslim. So, the four brain cells, the average of the people watching the 700 Club right now, are firing. And what are they saying? His father was a Muslim. Therefore, he is a Muslim. Therefore, he is a terrorist.
I don't know.
And that's what Trump took shit for the past couple of weeks. I said he's having a rough couple of weeks because, they're actually finding now that because the rest of the nation has had the stick poked into it and is kind of waking up.
Oh, nice.
To the fact that, I mean, poke with a stick, not necessarily an orifice. But
give me a warning.
I'm not talking about a stick job.
Give me a warning. You can't just poke it.
Just poking somebody with a stick outside. That the nation's finally getting involved in politics and realizing that maybe some of the shit that Trump says is less than presidential.
Listen, I'm just reading from this script over here.
Like, I'm going, like, the Mexican judge in my case.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of shit.
Oh, you know.
That actually hurt him finally. We finally are seeing polls that say that,
but
that people said, wait a minute, that's heinous.
But I don't even remember that.
Well, right, but then he followed it up with
Brexit, right?
The Brexit.
No, okay, let's do
that
this.
That hurt him.
I
and and the Obama's a Muslim.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say this would be an interesting exercise,
or not that he's a Muslim. He's sympathetic to the terrorists, is what Donald said.
Oh yeah. Well, he's the reason. Obama. Who said Obama is directly to blame for the shooting at the Pulse nightclub?
McCain.
Okay. God damn it.
Who, by the way, we see the latest polls. The Democrat in Arizona is up by 4 points over John McCain.
Times
we might
are tough,
be seeing
baby.
The last of that old fuck.
Shit, times are hard times.
Yeah.
You know, if the Republicans can't get somebody elected in era fucking Zona.
And Hillary is up over
what?
Trump in era fucking
get
Zona.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you. Amazing. I have an exercise I wanted to try earlier. Let's see if we can count backwards with the Trump fuck-ups, the notable ones. Starting with, and I would call them...
Well, I don't know if I could do them by time.
Brexit is the latest. I would say Brexit's the latest. Because Brexit is the reason I forgot about that whole... the whole being racist toward that judge.
But Obama as a Muslim was between those two.
Was it really?
Yeah. I think that was after the judge and before Brexit.
What was before the judge then? I mean, honestly, remember because there was something crazy before the judge. Trump University, that was before the judge.
Oh, that's yeah.
Okay, so what was
that's
before?
Still coming up.
But what was before Trump University?
I don't remember.
I mean, it's
so
really,
many. Yeah,
that has to be a strategy in a way because of that. It really does. It makes the other horrible shit that he's done in the past.
He
minimizes it.
And they're saying, you know, okay, they fired Corey Lewandowski, who did okay with a $500,000 contract over at CNN, which a lot of people are pretty pissed about. But they fired Lewandowski allegedly to calm down the Donald, make him more presidential.
Yes.
Now, really, it doesn't seem to be working. And Katie Tour, I think, from MSNBC was talking to him. And Trump said, no, I won the primary. Everybody kept telling me, stop doing what you're doing. Stop saying what you're saying. And I won the primary. Bigly. So in his orange dyed, probably.
Oh, yes. His brain is
hair plugged head.
Do you think his brain is tanned by now?
He thinks that by being him, he's going to win the whole nation, not just the angry white people. But he can't do the maths. He can't see that just having angry racist white people and angry ignorant white people as your base, that ain't enough anymore.
See, Trump must think
it's not enough.
Well, no, I don't know. Okay, let's assume maybe he knows he's not going to win, right? What if he's looked at the numbers and he does understand the math and he's like, I ain't going to win, but fuck it. Is he like Bernie in the sense that he believes that he's more than, there's no way he believes this. I want to say his campaign is more than just about himself. It's about a whole movement, right?
Wait a second. To who?
I don't know. Who, you're right.
To whom?
I'm just saying.
To him?
Yeah.
No, to him. It's all about him.
Right. So
everything's about him.
So because people say Bernie stayed in the election after he knew he didn't have a chance to get the nomination because he was taught it's about pushing the platform and the agenda.
And I think it's hurting
movement.
His brand as for himself because he's angering mainstream Democrats,
right?
That maybe would, but
at least
so
Bernie,
I'm saying Bernie's more principled because
he's altruistic.
He's aware that he might be hurting his brand or whatever in the mainstream, but he's like, fuck it, we need to keep the revolution going.
It's bigger than I am,
and Trump is like, I'm bigger than it is.
Yeah.
He said that. I don't need the GOP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're disagreeing with me. They're telling me what to do. I don't need them to win.
Do you know who Trump is?
I don't
is?
Need them.
You know who Trump is? And you're going to have to agree with me on this.
Very Trump-like.
Yeah, right? Do you remember the Neverending Story?
Awesome.
Do you know who Trump is? The Big Nothing. Or the Great Nothing.
The Great Nothing. Is it the Great Nothing? Everything?
That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's the Great Fucking Nothing. He's the bad guy in that movie.
But the truth is, we have a president. We have a president whose stepfather was a Muslim, whose stepfather in Indonesia put him in an Islamic madrasa. His father, actual father, was not an American. He was a Kenyan.
Oh, my God.
He was a member of the Luo.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
My grandmother.
Yes.
Was Irish.
What?
An Irish born in Ireland.
How
she
disgusting.
Wasn't an American. I have another confession.
You're dirty.
My other grandmother was not an American citizen. She was born in Serbia.
You gotta,
I have another confession.
You must be cleansed.
My grandfather was born in Serbia.
Stop it. You're off the network.
I guess I should be launched out of the country.
Oh, yeah. Get in the t-shirt launcher.
So by Trump's estimation of his interpretation of the Constitution,
we're going to put you on a trebuchet.
That means my mom and dad.
Fuck you.
Neither of them were. Oh, my dad, maybe, because his dad was a citizen.
Oh, good.
But my mom would not have been a citizen then.
Fuck you.
She was an anchor baby.
But your mom's white.
Well, right. Well, yeah.
There you go.
Right. That's, you got that.
You're okay.
But the other side was Irish, which back in the day was only a hair above being black. So Lawrence O'Donnell reminds us every 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Pat Robertson.
Don't say paddy wagon. It's slur, an ethnic slur to the Irish.
That is an ethnic slur. It sucks.
For God's sake.
Think about how many people got back in the day when they came up with the word for paddy wagon. Think about all your Irish brothers and sisters who got beat up in that.
So wounded. Here is Pat Robertson. See, that's the thing. That's where it's absurd, is Irish humans in America now are just white. It doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad thing to be Irish anymore anywhere in America. It is a bad thing to be black still in many, many parts of America. So to try to draw the parallel that the assholes on the right do about the Irish were discriminated against, too, and we got over it.
Well, so what?
Well, we're not discriminated against anymore.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Black people are.
But we want to try to, maybe we don't want everybody to have the Irish experience.
Right.
Maybe we want to make that harder for that to happen.
But it's not happening to us anymore.
Right. What do you mean?
Discrimination.
There's not a war on white people.
There's not a war on Irish people.
What about the war on Christianity?
If I walk into some place, nobody's like, ooh, Patrick. Ooh,
oh, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, dirty Irish person. Get out of here.
But if I were black and walked into some place,
oh, sure.
They might notice.
They might.
And instantly come to a negative conclusion in
Get
certain
the fuck
areas.
Out of here. Fuck, we did that story
not
way
even
back
certain
when.
Areas everywhere.
Dude, we did that story way back when about a guy in Alabama looks out his window, an Indian guy's walking down the sidewalk. He calls the police.
Right.
There's an Indian guy walking outside.
Who then snapped the guy's neck.
No,
remember?
That's right.
The guy got paralyzed.
Damn.
And the cop got away with it, by the way.
Yeah. Great.
America. Hashtag America. Here's Pat Robertson. We've gotten through 6 seconds of Pat Robertson.
Father, actual father, was not an American. He was a Kenyan. He was a member of the Luo tribe who wanted to rebel against England and the West. And so he set down, of course, the fact that he was also an alcoholic and a womanizer got him fired from his job. But nevertheless, that was Obama's father. Now, Obama has visceral dislike for the standards that we have in this country.
Oh, listen
what
to
he
that.
Thinks-
this is the bullshit that they've spun from day one to delegitimize the Negro in the White House. He has a visceral dislike for America.
Fuck you, boy.
dislike for the standards that we have in this country. What he thinks is America is an oppressor, and he thinks that the...
Well, let's take a look at what America has done in the rest of the world. And you know what? At times, America has done good. At times, America's been a big fucking cock-faced asshole oppressor. There's a reason that people in the other... You know, there was God, I want to pull that clip now. I wonder if I still have it. But a video that said, you know, it's interesting that America, like Star Wars, is one of the biggest things in America, which is this plucky band of freedom fighters taking on a big evil empire trying to impose its will upon them.
Right.
And she said it's ironic because... to many parts of the rest of the world, America is the evil empire, not the rebels.
Right.
Like, Americans identify themselves with Luke Skywalker
and
Princess Leia and the good guys. But America to the rest of the world, justifiably in many cases, is the evil empire.
Fuck you, boy. I ain't Darth Vader. I'm yoga.
This yoga. Is yoga. That's perfect. Which is evil.
Don't teach
that yoga shit in schools.
Yoda. Wait.
This is what Pat Robertson's saying. Oh, yeah. Is what you were just screaming.
He's a fucking dickhead.
What your character was just screaming.
Hyperbole.
Is what Pat Robertson is saying.
You know.
That Obama paints the picture of an evil, tyrannical America.
Well, we are. We have remote control airplanes dropping bombs.
Yeah,
into the city.
Tell an Iraqi who, I mean, say what you will about Saddam. It was he did some evil, but Baghdad, the people of Baghdad, just some florist in Baghdad. Was living a pretty okay life.
Yeah, he didn't know. Listen.
Now his city's gone.
Right.
He lives in a war zone.
He's
with
fucked.
Shit blowing up. And
his friends are probably lost some friends.
And they find
family.
Out that America, the leadership of America, lied their way into this war.
Yeah.
And bullshitted their way into the war. What? Well, how is Cheney and Bush... not the evil emperor and Darth Vader to them.
No.
How are
it's so how, fucking stupid?
How are Americans stupid enough to think that these people are going to fling their legs open and say, "Oh, American Buona, thank
right.
you for saying." He said, "We're going to be greeted as liberators.
We're the dark side,
right?
We're the dark side.
And why did we do it to help them? No."
Yeah.
No. Do you think Dick Cheney and George Bush were sitting, the poor oppressed Iraqi people. Yeah. Oh, we're so concerned about them.
They're busy sword fighting with their red fucking lightsabers.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's real genocide going on in Rwanda or in Darfur or somewhere in Africa that they give fuck all about because there ain't no oil under those black people.
And there ain't no white people. That's the other thing.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, imagine. But see, that's why Trump is winning, because there are certain people in this country. You cannot tell them that they are not Luke fucking Skywalker.
Right.
Yeah, I'm on Solo.
The guy that was wearing the tribal tattoos, the roided lunatic who was screaming, "Make my burrito, bitch."
He thinks he's Yoda.
Yeah. America is great. America is perfect. And this is what Pat's. Got his colostomy bag twisted about.
Oh, is, I'm backed up.
Is that
I don't have a blowout.
I don't know that he has a colostomy, by the way. But that this is what he's all a twist about. Is that this faux American exceptionalism that Obama's going around maybe telling the truth, and liberals are going around telling the truth about slavery was bad.
Yes,
we should feel embarrassed for how long it took us to get rid of slavery. We should. Treat the way we've treated black people and continue to treat black people is bad.
It's horrendous.
And we should feel embarrassed about the way we treat and treated black people. But these guys are like, how dare you? America, America, Eagle, red, white, and blue. We fought the British, motherfucker. I got my guns. It's a rat and shit.
So embarrassing.
How dare you? It's America's perfect. America's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I if there were a God, I would be thanking the God that I was born in America, because there's a lot of shitty places.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, maybe Norway would have been better.
Did you see that movie, Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, right, right. Or anywhere. Even if there's not war, I don't want to be a yak herder somewhere. I look at that life and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look great to me. Even yaks, if there's not bombs going on.
Yaks are mean, aren't they? They're supposed to bite and spit. So.
Nation of Islam, or the Islamic countries should at least should not be in any way called out for the action they have. Without question, the Muslim Brotherhood was the fountainhead of the radical groups that have been working in the Islam in the Middle East.
They
not guy. Actually 100% that factual
doesn't
because
matter.
The Muslim Brotherhood is. Fighting against ISIS.
Let's think of the things this guy said. This guy said, and we play the clip all the time, hey, go bang your cousin. It's nothing. There's not one goddamn thing in the Bible about that.
Right.
Who cares? He's trying to, you know, the terrifying part of this is lots of people watch the 700 Club. And lots of people listen to this fucknut every day. He does not see, I saw the 700 Club every day. Pat does a show. And it's like Good Morning America or the Today Show, but it's geared to idiot, moronic, you know, right-wing loons.
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey. There's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says the problem about marrying first cousin.
Oh, yeah. Let this guy explain the Middle East to you, then.
Nasty
fine.
His balls.
Right.
Right.
Leave me the fuck alone. God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
You know what's funny on, That 700 Club, Pat always has a little segment where he talks about like health and stuff and eating lots of wheat or whatever and fiber. It's kind of funny. We should find a clip where he's talking about it's just bizarre.
The nutrition segment.
No, it really is. And when he's talking about it, I listen to him like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, 2 seconds, the next right. 2 seconds, like Obama's from Kenya.
He's accusing the president of bringing the Muslim Brotherhood into the inner circles of the United States. In fact, he's accusing the president of being associated with the Muslim Brotherhood.
What about...
So what does that tell some unhinged lunatic white Christo dink?
I don't know, man.
That is cleaning his Glock.
Oh, shit!
I mean, seriously.
Dude, that this does nothing.
He's a Muslim. I'll be a hero.
You know, it's funny. It's like you listen to Pat Robertson. It's like, God. And I mean, the nicest way possible. When is this guy going to die?
Oh, trust me, I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. By the way, buy shit from Amazon. It helps us out. Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
But it's just like, well, how is he? How are you doing? How are you helping, you fucking asshole?
He doesn't give a shit helping. Oh, hold on a second. You know what? I think we've had some gaps here, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize.
Oh, shit.
Father. Now, Obama has visceral dislike for the standards that we have in this country. What he thinks is America is an oppressor, and he thinks that the Nation of Islam or the Islamic countries should not be in any way... called out for the action they have. Without question, the Muslim Brotherhood was the fountainhead of the radical groups that have been working in the Islam in the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood spawned Hamas. The Muslim Brotherhood spawned Hezbollah. The Muslim Brotherhood spawned the Palestine Liberation Organization. And undoubtedly, they have involved themselves in other radical groups. But their goal, a stated, announced goal, is to impose Sharia law on all the countries of the world. That's what they want. And the fact that they have been brought into the inner circles of the government of the United States, and then, for example, in the FBI terrorism manual, from what I understand, and I hope my facts are correct.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing he's ever said ever. That's the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard.
I hope my facts are correct.
Oh, shit. Good luck. Are you kidding me? Fuck you. I hope my facts are correct.
So there he is saying, and then probably at the end he's going to do one of these. Look, I'm not saying the president is a Muslim terrorist, but...
God, listen to that list he's rattling on. All that shit. You know that Obama takes a big black Muslim dick every morning before he goes to work.
From Michelle.
From Michelle.
Who's wait a transgender.
Are you telling me Michelle Obama's dick is Muslim?
They went on... Michelle and the daughters went on vacation, which, by the way... is not paid for by the taxpayers. Their Secret Service is their Secret Service protection is.
Right.
But the trip is not paid for by taxpayers.
Oh, really?
But on the right, you would think that it's high treason. The N-word being flung, of course, repeatedly. How dare these bitches on the taxpayer money? How dare they travel? How dare they go anywhere?
FBI terrorism manual, from what I understand, and I hope my facts are correct. 1,000 pages have been removed that mention all this about the Islamic extremists. But if we don't know who our enemies are, how can we fight them? And the object is we can't fight them.
1,000 pages of what is he talking about?
The taking out, I think he's like saying that everything about radical Islam or whatever has been redacted.
The government doesn't want us to. And it's shocking, it should be horrifying, and it's time the American people stand up against it. We're being taken over. It's a very subtle thing.
Oh, boy.
Europe is being overrun and taken over.
It's not
and
true.
Country after country after country are facing them. Islamic extremists, and it is very hurtful. But if we can't identify who they are, we can't say, well, why are they doing these things? They must hate us because we're oppressors in the 19th century.
19th century? Have you heard of the drones that we have
that are
raining down on hospitals and shit right fucking now? Were you around, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, 12 years ago or so? 13 years ago. So when we did this whole Iraq thing didn't need to be done.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I remember the Iraq war. Sure.
19th century. Not when you were born, you old fuck.
Hey, was it the Iraq war, the war where Bush lowered taxes during the war? Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Think about it. We don't even, we're so desensitized to it. But yet these people.
And never funded the war. There was never any budgets passed. Or any war resolutions for appropriation of funds. They just put that, they handed the credit card in.
There you go.
And said, America will pay for it.
Yeah.
Here, Halliburton, charge us billions.
Jesus.
As a private contractor.
It has nothing to do with it. It's at the core of their ideology. Read the Quran. It says it so clearly. And the people, ladies and gentlemen, get this the people who are distorting Islam are not these radical groups. They are following right down the line what the Quran says. The ones who are distorting it are the so-called moderates who refuse to go along with it.
Oh,
oh God.
I see.
My God is better than your God.
So which part of Leviticus is it that says if you find out that the girl you're marrying isn't a virgin, you can take her and stone her? What one was that?
Fuck you,
which
hippie.
One is the one that if your child disobeys you, you could take that little fuck out and have fun tossing rocks at him with your friends?
Right.
Which one was that? Which one was the one that said, hey, God said, go and kill the whole town, women and children. Save the young girls for your dudes pass around.
Listen, to be fair, that was a bad day. That was like
God was a little hemorrhoidal that day.
Yeah, if you take that part out of the Bible, everything else. You know.
Oh, it's all sunshine and wonder.
Now listen, we treat.
Hey Abraham, grab your kid. Watch. Hey, who do you, what archangel was God fucking with that day? Hey, Gabriel, check this out. I'm gonna fuck with Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham, take your son and sacrifice him on the rock to me. To me.
Well, to be fair, dude, I mean, that's how, at least, you know, we treat religion like a goddamn buffet. You know, you just pick what
we
you
don't.
Well, yeah, you like
we treat it like a buffet of turds,
like the Golden Corral.
Yeah. Well, no, there was actually
you might not dip your
Corral.
Shit in Cheddar Falls, but you might want to dip it in the chocolate fountain.
If I had a nickel.
But, you know, you don't You're right. How do you believe in this book and believe in all this bullshit? You're going to ignore all the shit about like throwing your daughter off a cliff and stoning people and wearing a shirt with blended fabrics means you're burning in hell.
Right. But Jesus said, fuck all those when he came along. Well, right. Okay, then why do you still hate gay people? Well, not that one.
We like that one.
Like that one. God likes that one.
Everybody knows what God likes. That's the other thing that's hilarious. How do you know? If he's a God and he's up in the sky and shit, you have no idea the will of God.
Oh, God, do we have a video here?
Please, you're ridiculous.
I guess we do. Headline over at one of the headlines, a story over at rawstory.com.
This just in.
Neo-Nazis are creating
God.
Bizarre dance music that mixes Hitler speeches with club beats. Creepy as this. This is
that music is like
Adolf
nuts.
Hitler, Mein Führer. This is called Adolf Hitler, Mein Führer, trance DJ. Go
trance.
There you go.
God, that's nuts.
The following content has been identified. Oh, it's already been flagged on YouTube.
Oh, really? Because somebody owns the Hitler speeches
for being inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, they find Hitler speeches to be inappropriate.
Maybe it was a
Trump reads them at night like a fucked up Grimm's fairy tale.
Oh, yeah. God, he has Hitler speeches by his bed.
Allegedly.
That's what his wife said that.
She also claimed he raped her one time, but then she
Ivanka?
She walked that one. Ivana, his daughter, is Ivanka. Ivana, alleged in when they were divorcing that he raped her once.
Jesus Christ.
And now she says,
You know what's nuts? Is there's a guy running for president, and he's being sued.
People can be bought.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's being sued in a lawsuit saying that he had sex with an underage sex worker.
Right.
And that's not even, no one's talking about it. Because there's other shit.
More,
you're kidding me.
More good news for the SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
Today. This is also on our Facebook. This is... another kick in the tiny little white gonads of the NRA.
Ouch.
Last week, SCOTUS decided to not hear a case, right, that was banning assault weapons in some municipality, had passed a law banning assault weapons there. And the gun ninnies and the NRA were like, you can't do it, freedom.
Fuck you.
And they appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, you know what, you can't. They can do that.
Okay.
They can ban assault weapons in that city if they want.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Well, this week, it was about domestic abusers.
Oh, yes.
The Supreme Court upheld broad reach of a federal law banning reckless domestic abusers from owning guns. It was a 6-2 decision.
So,
God, I'm not even going to read ahead. I'm going to take a guess. Clarence Cunting Thomas.
Oh, definitely.
And Alito.
Right.
I'm going to guess.
They want abusers to have guns. Because?
It was a victory for women's rights and domestic violence groups.
Yes.
The justices rejected arguments that the law covers only intentional acts of abuse and holds that a reckless domestic assault qualifies as a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. I don't know. They're saying somehow they were trying to say, we want it. They should be able to... have guns. It was brought by two men from Maine, Stephen Voisin and William Armstrong III.
Hello.
Voisin was charged with domestic violence for slapping his girlfriend. Armstrong was charged with assault on his wife. These are separate events,
oh,
by the
shit.
Way. This wasn't a party gone wrong or right, depending on the safe words. Both were convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence charges. Later were found with guns. They were charged with violating a 1996 law known as the Lautenberg Amendment, a federal law that prohibits gun possession by anyone convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence.
Okay.
So they said it's not only felons that can be kept from having guns. If you're convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, you still shouldn't have a gun if you're beating on your domestic partner or kids.
It doesn't help the situation.
They challenged the federal appeals court.
This is crazy that this is even a decision we have to make. Of course not. They shouldn't have guns.
This is the case in February when Justice fucking Thomas broke his decades-long silence.
I remember this now. That's insane.
To suddenly ask questions because his boyfriend, sadly, was taken from our planet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. He spoke up in defense of the wife beaters. Ha, 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 ha. Insane.
The Justice Kagan authored the majority opinion. The writer of the dissent was Justice Thomas.
Oh, shit. How do you look at yourself?
He said the Second Amendment was shat upon, quote, "We treat no other constitutional right so cavalierly," he wrote in his whining little baby dissent.
You know, that's an odd way to put that, because I kind of feel like all we do is coddle the feelings of these fucking gun nuts. Everything is so their 2A is respected. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're so sensitive.
And cannot be abridged. I mean, in the tiniest bit, everyone agrees that, okay, we have a right to free speech, but even that has had limits imposed upon it. The tired, dead horse of you can't run into a theater and yell fire without...
Right.
That's not legal.
Okay.
And you can say, well, by my free speech. Well, that's we've agreed as a society that that's a little bit too free.
Right.
A little bit too far.
We don't want to be watching some shit movie and then all of a sudden,
right,
you say there's a fire, then there's no fire.
And if we say to you, you can't own a rocket launcher.
Fuck you.
That's not infringing upon your Second Amendment, right? If we say, we don't want high capacity magazines out on the streets.
Yeah.
If we say we don't want these assault type rifles that can be made into semi-automatic, you don't need those to kill Bambi.
What about crossbows?
You don't need keep your crossbows.
No, really. What about a crossbow?
Keep your crossbows.
Like that?
Boo.
Is that legal?
I don't give a shit.
I mean, are we allowed to own a crossbow? We live in a urban area, lots of people around.
I don't think you can walk around with one. I think you can own one. I think they frown upon you walking around with a loaded crossbow in downtown New York.
Guy, I was walking to a comedy show and I was bringing a mic stand with me, and I walked into a convenience store and this guy was like, "Oh, at first I thought you had a gun," and I was like, "Oh shit, I never thought
Jesus
of
Jesus Christ.
Like, I never thought about this. Then I got this fucking mic stand.
You had Mr. Magoo behind the fucking counter. You could have been dropped.
It's a mic stand.
Bang, 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 bang.
You know what I mean? Thank God I'm white.
I felt threatened.
Well, thank God I'm white, right?
I thought he had a gun. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
I thought, guy. It's a fucking mic stand.
I was threatened.
Everybody's stupid. Should have it. Should be the color pink.
So there you go. The Supreme Court, another decision decided, another little kick in the groin to the NRA. The NRA is not having a great few, I guess, because they can't, the Supreme Court doesn't need campaign money.
Right.
So I guess they're like, fuck you to the NRA on some things. Let's say not all. They've still got work to do.
Damn, it's like, how much money does the NRA pump into politics? Can't we get a bunch of these Silicon Valley motherfuckers together and just say, hey, just find out what everybody's getting paid and just beat it by a little bit, and then we could be done with this fucking lobbyist. What about that?
Pope Francis has said that this church should ask for forgiveness for mistreating gay people and women.
Damn.
I'm sure Twitter will be exploding on the right with that one. The papists.
God.
They don't like American Christians don't earn into the whole Pope thing anyway, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Catholics.
You know what it is? They don't get it. You guys talking Latin a lot. It seems like total fucking bullshit.
Don't we We don't, actually. Not a lot of Latin used in everyday life.
In the circles you run in?
And they don't. I've seen a full Latin mass. They're kind of cool.
Oh, really? Like a Prince concert?
No, an actual Latin mass.
Oh, okay.
In Latin. I mean, it's interesting once.
How do you know what they're saying?
The novelty of it. Well, you don't. But the novelty. Well, actually, you do, because if you were brought up a Catholic like I was,
you learn all that shit.
It's the exact same bullshit every fucking week.
So that's what I was cool. about to say. Because you learned it, you know it so well, does it mean that much
that's
more to you?
That's what's enticing to Protestantism, I think, to Catholics, is that, you know, you guys mix it up a little bit with your weekly meetings.
We don't have to know as much shit as you guys.
Yeah, but it becomes so rote. The moment you stand, you sit, you kneel, you shake, you turn, you shake hands, you put the money in the basket, you stick your tongue out to get Jesus, and you go back and sit down.
We're more into it.
It's all very sheep-like.
Like the Southern Baptists and all those people, they're a lot more into it than the Catholics. I'm not saying they believe in it more, but like the whole like...
pomp and circumstance
or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They love screaming about Jesus and praying in front of people and making a big show. I mean, God, why do you think the Baptists are always putting up those 18-story crosses everywhere? It's because they're humble. You know, they're pious. Yeah. I'm pious as fuck.
Jesus. We've got a story. I've got a story on the magic spreadsheet. This is kind of cool. This is another a tweak in the groin of someone who well deserves it. We haven't heard this name for a while. He's kind of vanished,
right?
Fortunately, but still taking up quite an amount of space on the planet. Mike Huckabee.
Oh my God!
Former presidential candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought he was the biggest Christo ninny.
Yeah. What's that fat chode up to? What's he doing? Is he got a book to sell? Is that why he's rearing his big fat ugly necklace head?
He was out Christo ninnied by Ted Cruz, right? I would say.
Oh, yes, he was. He was out Jesus by a lot of them, and he's more Jesus than any.
Yeah,
of them,
that's
right?
The thing I mean, that's how scary the Republicans have become. Is that
Mike
Huckabee had all of Jesus's dick buried deep in him for the whole thing now, and
not good enough.
And this time Huckabee was just a loose old hole for the Lord, and he wasn't. Jesus wasn't interested anymore.
Oh yeah, Jesus, is like, listen, Mike. God, it's not you, it's me. I'm just not. Please don't pray to me anymore. I mean, my guy, is there anything you can do to tighten this up? By the way,
myself, huh?
Oh, come on, God's like, can you tighten this up?
You're right.
Enough with the
an anal rejuvenation.
Enough with the muscle relaxers.
Here,
who cares about you?
Stick this up your ass and squeeze it.
Right. the exercises.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to do some ass kegels.
So, Mike Huckabee, you'll recall, at I think it was the rally for...
Oh, God, Mike Huckabee was that idiot with Kim Davis.
Kim fucking Davis, oh, yeah.
How disgusting.
The Kim Davis rally that he brilliantly swooped in on and pissed on that little fire plug first. Mine, because remember that great moment of Ted Cruz?
Oh, yes.
Who showed up to also try to take some of the Christian bukkake?
No.
And
Huckabee took the full fucking gooey load.
And Ted Cruz was stopped by a Huckabee toady.
Boo!
When he wanted to go up on stage.
Oh, shit!
Because this was a Huckabee joint, motherfucker.
Oh, man, he owned that.
He did.
He owned that shit.
One of the greatest parts is, though, that it did nothing, utterly nothing for him. He never left the kids' table. Remember,
I mean, he had debates. To go to that. Where was that city? Where was this? Some horrible fucking
Kentucky
place.
Somewhere,
oh,
right?
God. Horrible little town. You imagine the whole campaign's got to go there to this shithole to be a part of this dumbass pageantry, and he didn't get shit for it. I mean, where do you stay if you're in the Huckabee entourage? Where are you staying? It's some like fucking Western, some Howard Johnson.
They got there first and took over the local.
There's nothing to do there. Right. It's got to be horrible.
So Huckabee at this event played the song "Eye of the Tiger." And he did not have permission to do that. The survivor.
Right.
The company, Rude Music, is the company owned by the survivor guitarist who co-wrote the song, Frankie Sullivan.
Survivor.
Lost his fucking mind when he heard his song being played at a Mike Huckabee / Kim Davis event.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I would lose my shit.
Eye of the Tiger.
What?
And sued the fuck out of them.
Oh, awesome. I love this story.
Huckabee lost. He had to settle out of court. And
how much?
$25,000.
Ah, you fucking asshole.
Is listed on Huckabee's campaign finances as a payment to Rude Music, listed as legal settlement for copyright infringement.
God damn it.
So there you go.
What other song did Survivor write? They had another good one. It's like,
Huckabee. Oh, Survivor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had another song. This was Eye of the Tiger was their biggest song, but I thought they had another, like, a big ballad or something. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Huckabee argued heinously that the rally was, quote, obviously a religious assembly signifying joy and praise at the release of Mrs. Davis from jail. And therefore, a religious event would classify the act of playing the song as non-commercial and allow him to fair use of playing part of the song
Fuck
without
that.
Paying for it. We could right now play a little bit of Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
If we're praying or something?
No, because we're talking about context of a news story.
Sure.
We could play that without being sued by Mr. Sullivan. But this was...
That's not
this
that.
This was not... solely a religious assembly, and the court agreed with sane people when Huckabee claimed it as a campaign expense. How can Huckabee claim it as a campaign expense?
Yes.
If it was a religious event.
Oh, yeah, that's
fail,
right.
Fail, fail, fail.
Survey says, go fuck yourself.
And the judge was like, well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Even we can't vote this way.
It's just $25,000. Is that much to Huckabee's campaign? Why didn't they just settle out before? Why did he bother going to court? It's weird.
They did. Huckabee did. They settled.
Oh, he just settled. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. I see.
But after a judge, they argued for a while. And after a judge was like, wait a minute.
You know, what kind of a reflection is it on you when you play a song like Eye of the Tiger? And that's about a guy, an underdog, training hard, coming back, beating the fuck out of Apollo
That's
Creed.
Kim Davis to them. That's what they were trying to spin, that she took on the evil, secular, atheist, baby-killing homosexuals.
Yeah.
Who were trying to rip Jesus from the loins of America.
Jeez. The guy that wrote that song hates you so much, he sues you, so you stop playing it. That's so fucking funny.
Well, how many songs now has Trump gone through where
oh, yeah.
it's the same deal? He plays at an event and they're like, nuh-uh, stop playing that, motherfucker.
Hey.
The Stones were one, I know.
Oh,
yeah. Like in an early event, he tried to play Stones. And real early, he tried to play a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, come the fuck on.
And Springsteen was like, nuh-uh.
Fuck no. No, Dancing in the Dark
for
you.
No way, motherfucker.
God damn
There's
it.
Nothing Trumpian about...
I mean, Trump should just skip to the part where he just plays damn Yankees tunes.
But here's
Ted
what's
Nugent.
Stupid. I'll bet a lot of guys that love to listen to The Boss...
Yes.
...inexplicably will be voting Trump. These are the dummies...
Yes.
...who are the angry white guys.
It's all... You know what it is? It's his slogan. It's almost enough to say, let's make America great again, because someone says that... That puts the idea in your little pea brain that we're not great, but he wants to make us great. I believe in him.
And how's he getting away with that when you've got people like Pat Robertson saying, Obama is trying to say America ain't exceptional. And here's Trump saying, America ain't great. Let's make it great again.
It's a bunch of Fox bots.
Yeah.
The goddamn 700 Club. You watch that show, one episode of that, and you're like, oh, my God. Imagine if you're, like, really fucking stupid.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
You tune into that shit every day.
Please clap.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I just see all those and I can't help but just hit them.
Oh, my God.
Because it's all spectacular. Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. I just glanced at the time. That's it for today's show.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Tons of news today.
Hello.
Tons more tomorrow. Thanks for all the listeners. We had a ton of listeners today we could see. Thank you for listening live, ladies and gentlemen.
Grazie.
Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, leave a nice review. Or at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internets, buy it through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com. Always greased and ready.
Ooh, yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Pre-lubed.
Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here so you're not bombarded with advertisements.
Ooh.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where. Find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back for more, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the trenches tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't have it queued up. There we go. Now, bye-bye.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.